Art, there's been a lot going on off the field with the Mariners the last week. Can you tell what's happening?
No. It's really been exasperating watching this thing happen again. And I think it's another episode of Magnum Dither by the Mariners. This is the most directionless team I've ever been around. There's a development that didn't happen here, but it happened in Pittsburgh that sheds light on what's going on here. The Pirates made the playoffs this last week for the first time in 21 years. Mm. And the significance for Seattle is that there are only two teams left who have been out of the playoffs longer than the Mariners, which was in 2001. Kansas City hasn't been there since 85. Toronto hasn't been there since 93. And now the Mariners are third with a bullet, because I think they're a lot farther away from the playoffs than either Kansas City or Toronto. But the developments off the field here were, as we discussed last week, the passing of the Mariners' majority owner. The second thing was the extension by 1 year of the contract of general manager Jack Cirencic. And the third thing was Eric Wedge, the manager, going off before the game Wednesday about how he's been hung out to dry by not knowing his job status, since he's at the end of a 3-year contract with no renewal in sight. And I think he thinks he's going to be fired.
So taking all three of those things, I mean, what do you discern from that?
Well, CEO Howard Lincoln made a statement in an interview with Puget Sound Business Journal that the club has no plans to be sold. It's now owned by Nintendo of America, and many fans have been eager for Nintendo to sell to one of the local minority owners. But Lincoln said there's no plans, but that doesn't mean it can't happen tomorrow. Regarding Jack Cirencic's extension, that was an odd move, because what does 1 year do? Either the ownership is buying into his vision of the future and would extend him 2, 3, 4 years, or they should fire him. 1 year makes it worse. There's no good that can come from a 1-year extension. And then he's sort of tied with Eric Wedge, because he hired him. And Wedge blew up because he thought he should be either fired or given an extension. He wants to stay. He's committed. He's moved here. And I don't think Wedge is a big factor in the 8th losing season in 10 years. So I think he probably deserves to come back, because he's been a stalwart in backing Jack Cirencic. But now Jack has left him to hang in the wind.
So what do you see happening in the near future? It kind of makes it hard to tell, right?
It really is hard to tell. I throw my hands in the air because the team should be sold, because that is really the only way forward. They've changed managers and general managers. They've churned the roster, and they just keep getting worse. I'm not saying that there isn't hope for the several players in this team, but the hope is that they might be average major leaguers. There's no big stars, with the possible exception of a couple of rookie pitchers, Taijuan Walker and James Paxton. But major league average has been elusive for the Mariners, much less playoff and pennant contention. So I don't see any real solution if Howard Lincoln and Chuck Armstrong, the team president, are retained and Nintendo keeps its quote-unquote commitment to the Mariners. What is the commitment? To lose half your fan base and 90 games every year? That's not commitment. That's just failure.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.